Today's daf in the daf yomi is the Gemara Nazir daf Lamed Beis. We actually have a very unique situation here. The only time in Shas that Lamed Gimel Omed Beis has absolutely no Gemara. It is filled just with Tosfos, and therefore it is very short. And Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph is also very, very short. And therefore we're going to do today both daf Lamed Beis and daf Lamed Gimel Be'ezus Hashem Yisparach. We're learning today Lili Nishmas David Domrov, whose yard site is today. And we're also learning Lili Nishmas Milton Ostreicher, whose yard site is tomorrow. Milton was a member of the shul for many, many years, a wonderful person who's missed terribly, and we dedicate our learning to Mr. Domrov and to Mr. Ostreicher, Aleihem HaShalom. All the neshamos we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. We're going to begin today's shir actually repeating the Mishnah that we did at the end of yesterday's shir from Lamed Aleph Omud Beis. So the Mishnah said, Misha Nadar bin Nazir, if a person took upon himself Nazirus, the Nishal L'Chacham, and he went to go and ask Hataras Nadarim from a Talmud Chacham, or from a basin, as we said, is the more likely scenario nowadays, as we don't have a single Talmud Mumcha going to be Matim Nadarim. Vasaru, and the Talmud Chacham could not find their Pesach for Charata, and therefore the Nazirus still takes effect. So in this situation, Mone Mishah Shenodar. So he still has to count from the time that he started. We'll explain this more in the Gemara, what exactly this means. But it essentially will be a machlokas between two different opinions, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, as to what does it mean, Mone Mishah Shenodar. He has to count his Naziris from the original time that he made his Naziris. However, if he was Nishal Chacham Vitiro, if he did go to the Talmud Chacham Mumcha or to the Beis Din, and they were Matir is Neder. So now, if he had separated a Behema or Behemos, his Ola, his Shlomim, and his Chatos, Haislo Behema Mefureshes, if he had separated these animals, so what's their halachic status? So since the Hataras Nedarim is Oker, his Nazirus Mei Koro, therefore, Teitze Vesira Be'eda, these animals have no Kedusha whatsoever. This is not, as I always point out, Yira Achi Yistayiv. You wait till they pass through, get a Mum, and then you sell them because they still have a Kedusha to them. No, they have zero Kedusha to them. The Kedusha never was Chal retroactively. They were not Mufrash for Korbanos, and therefore they go back to become perfectly normal animals. They're chulin and teitzi v'sir beida. They go past you with all the rest of the animals. Now, Amru Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, I'atem od mazeh, don't you agree with us? Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, shu hektish tos, that this is a classical case of tos. Here he was, when he was mafresh them, he thought he was a nazir. Now it turns out he's not a nazir, and even though he was makdish them as nazirus korbanos, and it turns out that they weren't really mukdash, so there is no hektish betos. So don't you agree that this is a classical case of hektish betos, and yet, that they aren't kadosh, that they are now chulin. So you agree with us, don't you, that this is a case of hektish betos is not kadosh. How can you, Beis Shammai, say that hektish betos is hektish? So the gears that we have is Amru Lahem, but it's really plural, so it should be Amru Lahem Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai responds, he said, no, don't you agree with us? In the classical case of Maisa Behem, we went through this a little bit yesterday, I'll quickly repeat it today, that if you have 10 new animals born in a single halachic year, so then you're obligated to go and give the 10th one as Maisa Behem, which a person is a personal carbon that he brings up. He doesn't give it to the Levi, doesn't give it to the Kohen. It's a personal, like carbon shlomim, but it's not a carbon shlomim, it's Maisa Behem, and he gives some of it to the Kohanim, he eats some of it himself, and it's a regular carbon. Now, the 10th one of his flock goes through. Each one goes through the corral individually. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, and number 10, he hits with a stick, and he paints some red on it, and that 10th one is now mukdosh as the 10th animal, Maiser Behema. Now, if somebody went, B'misha Tov Koro Lachi Asiri, by accident, he went and called the 9th animal the 10th animal. He got counted wrong. So he said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then he said 10. So it was really the 9th one, but he called the 9th one 10. Or if he called Lasiri Chi, he called the 10th one 9. He got mixed up. He got saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9. So he said 9 twice, but it really was the 10th one. Or he went and called the 11th one number 10. So in all of these situations, Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, don't you agree, Shu Mekudosh, that this animal has Kedusha of Maisa Behema? Now, Beis Hillel responds to him and says, no, this is Xeris HaKosav. I'm with Beis Hillel. No, we don't agree with you. This is not Hektish with those. This is Xeris HaKosov that says that the 9th, the 10th, or the 11th, if they're called Maisa Behema, they become Maisa Behema. Because Hashavit Kidshu, now I had said this yesterday, as if it was a straight statement, the Shavit makes him, and I meant to say that that is a Xeris HaKosov. But many read this as Hashavit Kidshu, meaning that Does it mean that the stick is what made them hektish? Because that can't be. Because Uma Iluta, if in fact he made a mistake not for 9, 10, or 11, but he made a mistake for 8 or 12, then Yechaz Hashevet Al Shemini, Al Shnemos, are you done? Number 8 and called it number 10, or number 12 he called number 10. Shemo also Klum, would that in fact enact any Kedusha of Maisi Behem on the 8th or the 12th animal? Of course not. So therefore, Ella, what is it? Ella, Kosov Shekidesh Huasiri, Hu Kidesh Hachi, and we turn to Lamed Beis Omer Aleph. Yes, Achadasoy. This is Xeris Akasov. The Torah tells us that 9, 10, or 11 are Kadosh. So when he hits it with a stick, or he declares that 9, 10, and 11, each of them respectively, is number 10. So Xeris Akasov says that it's not that hitting it with a stick that does it. And therefore, this is a unique din, and you can't bring me any right from there. Okay, this is Chazar. Now we get to the Gemara. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Gemara starts off and asks, Mani Mas Nisan. Who is the author of our Mishnah? It can't be the two opinions that we know, Lo Rav Yossi, Lo Rabbanan. It doesn't seem to be either the opinion of Rav Yossi or the opinion of the Rabbanan. What are the opinions of Rav Yossi or the Rabbanan? The Tanya. We learned in the following, Braisa, Misha Nodar, if someone made a vow of Naziris, but Ovar Al Naziruso, but he made his vow of Naziris, but he unfortunately doesn't carry it through. He goes and drinks wine, or he goes and is cutting his hair. Now, these don't revoke the Naziris that he counted till now. If a person becomes Tameh, so that knocks off all the Naziris that he counted. Everybody agrees to that. But here, the guy drank a glass of wine, and every day for supper, he has a glass of wine. So for all the days of his Naziris, until he goes to the Rabbanan to go be Matineder, he is drinking wine every day. So that's what the opinions of Rav Yossi and Rabbanan are in the following scenario. The time we learn the following brayso. Mishnah, that the person took upon himself Naziris, the other al Naziris, so every day he has been drinking wine. So, ain iskokilo. The Chachamim are not going to help him out over here. They're going to, as the Rosh says over here, they're not going to be matir nizro, they're not going to do atar sadarim. Oh, lovey karbanasav. Or if it's at the end of this 30 days of Zeris, or whatever period of time he took upon himself of Zeris, they're not going to let him bring his karbanos. In other words, they ain't helping him out here no matter what. They're not going to be matir his neder, and they're not going to let him bring his karbanos. Even though technically, unless he was matami lemesim, if he just cut his hair, or he just drank wine, that doesn't knock off the days of Naziris that he counted. He's the Rasha, if he did it intentionally, he's not a good person, but it doesn't knock off his Naziris on a deraisa level, but midirabanan, the rabbis aren't going to help him out of here. They won't be matir his nether, and they won't let him bring his karbanos. Ela im kain, mona, that's the girsa that we have, mona bem iser, the Hagos Habach brings down that the girsa should be Elo im kain, noeg bohem iser. Unless he now goes, and all the days that he acted inappropriately, he now acts appropriately. In other words, he doesn't drink wine, he doesn't go and cut his hair, etc. So, this is the opinion of the Tanakama, which is that he has to be noeg bohem iser. The amount of days that he did wrong, he has to now do right. In other words, he has to restrict himself. Let's say he drank wine for 10 days, so he can't drink wine now for 10 days. So we add on 10 days to his Naziris. Kayamim shenog b'mehetur, like the days which he drank wine, which he wasn't allowed to, so we cancel him and make him go an additional 10 days where he doesn't drink wine. That is the opinion of the Chachamim, the Tanakama. Rav Yossi disagrees. Rav Yossi Omer, dayo shloshim yom. We only make him do 30 days as a repeat. So let's say he took upon himself a 50-day Naziris, and for 35 days he went and drank wine every day. So the Chacham would say, you got to do another 35 days plus finishing off the 15 days of your Naziris. But Rav Yossi says, no, it's enough if you just make him do 30 days over again. Because Midah writes, he doesn't have to do any days. So the rabbis just constant him for a 30-day period of time. Now, our Mishnah doesn't seem to go like either Rav Yossi or the Rabbanan. Why? The Gemara says, E Rabbanan, if our Mishnah is to follow the opinion of the Rabbanan, now the Rush, and you can see this inside the Rush, and the Ramatzel Hochi Garcino says this is the right way to read this. E Rabbanan Kasha, if this is the opinion of the Rabbanan, Kasha Nozim Meruba, then we have a problem in the situation where the Nazir took upon himself more than a 30-day period of time. Pirish, Af Nozim Meruba, even a Nazir Meruba, certainly a Nazir of 30 days, but even a Nazir that's more than 30 days, the Bein Meruba, Bein Muetis, whether it's a 30-day Naziris or a 50-day Naziris, Ka'ami, the Sotzer Akol. The opinion of the Chachamim is that it knocks off everything. Every single day that he, in fact, drank wine has to be repeated. Whereas our Mishnah seemed to say he just has to count the total days from the start of his Naziris. So let's say he made his Naziris 35 days ago. So in this situation, he just has to count 15 more days. But that can't be the opinion of the Chacham. They would say he'd have to go and recount all 35 days. If it was only a 30-day Naziris, he'd have to count 30 days. Whatever he, in fact, had done wrong, he has to go and repeat. So our Mishnah can't be going according to the opinion of the Chacham. Oh, So let us say then that it's the opinion of Rav Yossi. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Yossi, we also have a problem. And we go again, Hochi Garsinan in the Girsa of the Rosh. The next one, the Rav Yossi, Kasha Nazir Muetes. Then if it was a standard 30-day Nazirus, it would also be no good. We have a problem. As the Rosh says, Nihi Dibin Nazir Meruba, if it was a Nazirus Meruba, so then it does fit in. Ikal Meimar, you could argue that Mastisin Lo Pliga are Rav Yossi, that our Mishnah could be in accord with Yossi for a 30-day Nazirus, because the Haktani, Mone Mishoa Shenadar, he has to count days from his start. Hachikamer, and that would mean Mona Miksas Mimash Another. He has to only go and do part of what he was known there. Veno Sosra Kol, and it doesn't knock off everything that he did. Avo Benazi Muetes, if it's exactly 30 days, so then I Mastis and Kashal Rav Yossi. Then, according to Rav Yossi, he has to do 30 days. According to our Mishnah, let's say he had done a 30 day Nazirus and he drank one for 15 days, our Mishnah would say he only has to do 15 days. But Rav Yossi would say he has to do 30 days. So, if our Mishnah had been 50 days and he had drank wine for 10 days, so then both our Mishnah, as well as Rav Yossi, would say he just has to finish off another Rav Yossi with 30 days plus 10, and our Mishnah would say 30 days plus 10. So for a Nazirus that was Muetes, Rav Yossi could be in accord with our Mishnah. But a Nazirus that was Meruba, even Rav Yossi is not in accord with our Mishnah. Now, the Gemara therefore says, Kasha, who is the author of our Mishnah? It doesn't seem to be Rav Yossi, it doesn't seem to be the opinion of the Rabbanan. And here we have an example, again, of the slightly strange Lashonos of Masech de Nazir. It says, Ibayis Tema Rav Yossi, Ibayis Tema Rabbanan. And in fact, the Rosh corrects the Girsa and says, it should be Ibayis Ema Rav Yossi, Ibayis Ema the Rabbanan. So, again, this word Tema is a little bit unusual. In any event, it means the same thing. We have two alternatives here. We could say that, in fact, our Mishnah goes in accord with Rav Yossi, or we could say that our Mishnah goes in accord with the Chachamim. So we start off with Rav Yossi. Ibayis Ema Tema Rav Yossi. One could argue that the Mishnah is in accord with Rav Yossi because the Mishnah and Rav Yossi in the Braisa are talking about two different scenarios. In our Mishnah, it's talking about Kabi Nazirus Meruba, which we said is not a problem according to Rav Yossi. In the Nazirus Meruba, let's say it's 50 days, and the guy drank wine for 10 days. So in that situation, then our Mishnah would say he still has to count 40 days, and Rav Yossi would say he still has to count 40 days because Rav Yossi is kansu for 30 days, but no more. So in this situation, the 30 days, and then you have to do a total of 50 days, so he has to add 10 more days. So everybody would say, in a Nazirus Meruba, there is no problem. So our Mishnah could certainly be Rav Yossi if our Mishnah is talking about Nazirus Meruba. And the Braisa, Kabi Nazirus Muetis, is the Braisa which says that if the person had taken upon himself a 30-day Nazirus, so then if he drank wine for 10 days, so it's not enough to just do 20 more days, he has to do 30 more days. So, therefore, there's no steer between our Mishnah, which is talking about a Nazirus Meruba, and the Braisa, which Rav Yossi says is talking about a Nazirus Muetis, a 30-day Nazirus. So that's one way to reconcile our Mishnah with the opinion of Rav Yossi. Or, alternatively, Ibayis Temo, Ibayis Emo, Rabbanan, you can reconcile a Mishnah with the opinion of the Racham. What is that? Don't read it the way we did, that if the person took upon himself Nazirus and the Rav couldn't find the Heter, but the guy was drinking wine for all those days, he just keeps on counting a total from the day that he made his Nazirus till, let's say, he did 50 days, so even though he drank wine for 10 days, 20 days, so he just keep on going till day 50, and then he brings his Korbanos. No. Lo Tema, that our Mishnah is saying, Mishoa Shenozar, from the time that he made his Nazirus, Elohema, read the Mishnah the following way, Ki Mishoa Shenozar. You have to read it that he counts the same amount of days as he originally did in the Zaziris, but those days that he drank wine don't count. That's the Kenas over here. And therefore, our Mishnah could be in accord with the Chachamim's opinion as well. So we've reconciled, our Mishnah could either be Rav Yossi, or it could be the opinion of the Chachamim. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Nishtal lechachamim vitiru v'chule. If, in fact, the person did hataras nedarim, and he was mafresh his korbanos, so he said, in that situation, the animals are chulin. Now, Amar Rav Yirmiyah tells us, Mi de Beis Shammai, from the fact that Beis Shammai responded to Beis Hillel the way that they did, we can learn out the din, what Beis Hillel would say in another situation. Nishma de Beis Hillel. What does that mean? Lav Amri Beis Shammai. Didn't Beis Shammai tell Beis Hillel, Hektish betos have a hektish? No, we hold that if a person inadvertently, incorrectly, made something hektish, so then it's hektish, even though that's not what he wanted. And they learned it out from the din of Tmura. So, Kivon de Gloi Milso, de Lav Shapri Nozer, but even Beis Shammai agrees that if it wasn't a Nazirus, if you uproot the Nazirus in its entirety by doing Hataras Nedarim, so then in retrospect, there was no Nazirus over here. So therefore, his hafrosha of those korbanos was only because it was a Nazir. It has zero value if it's not a Nazir, even according to Beis Shammai. And therefore, even Beis Shammai agrees, Teitzei v'tira be'edah, in that situation. So from this idea of Beis Shammai, that if it wasn't a hafrasha, it retroactively determined the igloy milsa, the lav shapir nazir, this guy wasn't a nazir, so then it is also, even according to Beis Shammai, who says hektish v'tolos, heavy hektish, this wasn't a hektish. It's not a hektish v'tolos, it's not even a hektish at all. And therefore, in this situation, Beis Shammai would also agree that there is no hektish v'tolos. So we can learn that from here, from this machlokas, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, that Beis Hillel would hold also, the Beis Hillel nami, by tmura. By tmura we said that tmura, even done mistakenly, is a valid tmura. You're not allowed to do it, but the tmura takes effect. So we can learn out from here that according to Beis Hillel, Afal gav yamei tmura b'tolos, have your tmura, even though under normal circumstances, if a person made a tmura and it was a mistake, nevertheless the tmura takes effect. We see also from this machlokas here, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, that by tmura, Beis Hillel would say, Hani mi lihecho de'isei le'ikar hektish. That's when the item that you had, the first cow that you're saying was hektish, and now you want to say cow B should be hektish in place of cow A, so cow B becomes hektish and cow A stays hektish. That's only true when cow A still retains its kedusha status. The ikar hektish is still there. But let's say a person designated cow A, and then he made a tshmura, tried to make cow B replace cow A, so both of them now have kedusha, both cow A and cow B. But let's say you did ataras nedarim on his original hektish of cow A, and retroactively cow A has no kedusha. So then, even Beis Hillel is molded that while yes, tshmura b'tolos have your tshmura, just like Beis Shammai said over here, hektish b'tolos is normally heavy hektish, but if you are uprooting the original kedusha, so then it's akir nami tmura. Then here, in this situation, even Beis Hillel will be molded that if you uprooted the kedusha of cow A, then cow B never becomes hektish, even though by tmura, tmura b'tolos is tmura, but here, it's not a tmura b'tolos. You'd be gloya milsa that it was never a real hektish on cow A, and therefore, cow B can't be a tmura because cow A was chulin. Okay. That's what Rav Yirmiyah tells us, and we move right to. Gemara says, Amamar, we quote the Gemara, quoting our Mishnah, I ata modim. Now, this is not exactly the Lashon that's quoted in the Mishnah. If you look in the Mishnah, the Lashon actually was, I atem modim b'mishata, Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, don't you agree with us? I atem modim b'mishata, if a person made a mistake, v'kara lachi asiri, or lasiri chi, or lecharasar asiri, shumukudash. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, that's what we're quoting over here, that don't you agree by Maisa Behema that calling the 9th, 10th, or 11th, even though it's a total mistake, makes it into hektish? And Beis Hillel responded, this is Xeris HaKosu. Okay, that's what we're quoting now, and the Gemara discusses this. Itmar. The Gemara says, we learn in regards to Maisa Behema, Maisa, Rav Nachman Omar, that this only works Ta'uso Velo Kavanoso. You only can make number 9, number 10, and number 11 all hektish, meaning really, 10 is always hektish, but if you called number 10 number 9, it still is number 10, and has the kedusha to it of Maisa Behema. This din that we said in our Mishnah, according to Rav Nachman, only applies if it was a mistake. He mistakenly called number 9 10. He mistakenly called number 10 9. He mistakenly called number 11 10. But if he did it intentionally, bekavana, then it wouldn't work. That's Rav Nachman's opinion. This din of Maisa Behema, calling number 9 10 or number 11 number 10, and that they still that they have kedusha to them, in fact, is only if it was a mistake, ta'uso. However, not if you did it intentionally. Then it wouldn't take effect. That's Rav Nachman's opinion. And Rav Chisda, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, these two Amoraim argue with Rav Nachman, and they say, Amrei, no, ta'uso, yes, we agree with you in regards to ta'os, but even more so, v'kol shekein, kavanoso. If a mistake works, certainly if you do it intentionally, that's going to give you kedusha. Now, the Gemara is going to question Rav Nachman Shita. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman. Rav questions Rav Nachman. Really? Only Ta'uso v'lo kavanoso? L'didach. According to you, the Amr is Ta'uso v'lo kavanoso, that it only works if it's a mistake, but it won't work if you did it intentionally. So then, we don't understand the response in the Mishnah. The Karmari Beis Shammai le-Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, what about our case? I'atem modim. Shilukar l'chi asiri l'asiri chi l'charasar asiri shishlosh l'mikudoshim. In this situation, if the person made all these mistakes, all three of them would have kedusha. V'ishtiku Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel didn't respond directly to that. Now, Beis Hillel wasn't totally silent. Beis Hillel said, well, no, in the case of number 8 or number 12, that's not kedusha. So we see that 9, 10, 11 is there's a kosum. But they had a very easy answer according to Rav Nachman. Lame Rulo, and according to you, Rav Nachman, it says Ta'uso v'lo kavanoso. So then, Rav Nachman, according to you, Beis Hillel should have responded to Beis Shammai and said, no, There's a difference over here. Mala Maisa Shekein Eino Kodesh B'Kavana. The reason why 9, 10, and 11 work is that's a special din in toes. But if he did it intentionally, it wouldn't work. So why didn't Beis Hillel respond to Beis Shammai? No, it's only because he did it with toes. But if he did it with Kavana, it wouldn't work. Instead of giving us the answer about 8 and 12. So that's the kasha on Rav Nachman that Rava asks. So Amar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, and he responds on behalf of Rav Nachman, and he says, no. Hainu taima dulo amre lahon. This is why Beis Hillel didn't say that response to Beis Shammai, that we're only talking about Tehuso v'lo kavanoso, because the following would have been able to have been argued back by Beis Shammai. The Kavachomu. If Beis Hillel had responded to Beis Shammai, that's Tehuso v'lo kavanoso, Beis Shammai would have responded back with the following Kavachomu. And they would have said, Ma by Maisa Behema, She'eno Kadosh Bekavana, that Maisa Behema doesn't work with Kavana. That's what you're telling us. So then, kadosh b'toz, nevertheless, by mistake, it does work. Hektish, it does become hektish. Shekadosh b'kavana, then certainly, if you're mocking something b'kavana, lo koshekein. If a mistake works, so certainly intention should work. And that's what Beis Shammai would have responded back to Beis Hillel. And therefore, Beis Hillel gave a different teretz, because they wanted to obviate the response to that. And instead, they went straight to the final answer, 8 and 12, rather than giving this answer, which would have been met with a response by Beis Shammai of this Kal Vachomer, that if the Toz works, certainly Kavanah should work. Nope. So we don't have a Shaila on Rav Nachman, but how do we paskin? So the Gemara says, Velohi, that isn't correct. Beis Shammai could not have, in fact, used such a Kal Vachomer, Velohi, because the Hektish B'daito D'mori Toli. Hektish works by what the owner intended. If the owner intended to do something, so then that's what the owner intended. And the Rush explains, this is, in Dira Maslo, Velohi, Hektish B'daito D'mori Talya. So this is Siyuma D'milsa D'Rav Shimihu. This is the conclusion of Rav Shimi's argument, Klomar. Vadai ein ze Kal Vachomer. This would not have been a good Kal Vachomer that Beis Shammai would have responded to Beis Hillel. The Bechol Dukta, in every place, Hektish B'daite D'more Toli, that the owner's intent is what makes something hektish. Kiddushin, as the pasuk says, Kiyaktish Ish Es Beiso. A person has to be Maktish something, i.e. intentionally. D'mashma midaito. And by Meiser, Dafka Gezeres HaKosov. This is a specific din by Meiser Behema. Kmo Sheru Beis Hillel Ponim L'divrayim Meiches V'yud Beis. As Beis Hillel went and proved, because 8 and 12 don't work, why do 9, 10, and 11 work? Oh, Gezeres HaKosov. So therefore, you couldn't have given this Kal Vachomer. So seemingly, Rav Shimi's teretz that he tried to give for Rav Nachman would not be a valid teretz. So we're left with this machlokis and a shayla on Rav Nachman. Okay, now we go to the next Mishnah. Mi shenadar b'nazir, if a person took upon himself a naziris, v'halach l'havi es b'emto, and he went to go get the animal that he had in his mind, planned on using for his karbanos naziris. So you can see in the Rosh, Misha Nadar b'nazir, all the way to the bottom of the Rosh, u'bishar shenadar, at the time that he took upon himself a naziris, hayalo behemos, he had these animals, v'adayte d'hochi, and based upon his having these animals, he's a poor person, but he knew he had these animals, d'hochi nadar, he made his naziris with the idea, shiyakriv karbanosav me'osan behemos, with those animals. And then the Mishnah continues, V'holach l'havi es b'em. Though he went there, and the Rosh says, he went to go get this animals, u'mach mazu mischaret. And because those animals were not present, u'mitzah, the Gemara continues, the Mishnah continues, mitzah shenigneva, he found that the animal was in fact lost or stolen. So, im achelo nigneva behemto nazar, if in fact he had taken upon himself his naziris, and the animal was still there, so then this is a valid naziris, even though he's not happy about it, because the animal is no longer there. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Hare zeh nazir. This person is a nazir. And we turn to Lamed Beis, Omud Beis. However, v'im mishenignava behemto nazir. But if at the time he made it in the naziris, the animal was already stolen. It wasn't there at that time. We can determine this, obviously. So the animal was stolen at 10 o'clock in the morning. And he made his naziris at 4 in the afternoon, because he thought he still had an animal there. So then, eino nazir. This is, in fact, a good Pesach for Charata, as we'll see, because he never would have made the naziris. He said, listen, I can't afford to go bring another animal. I had this animal, so I was going to bring this animal. But now that I'm going to have to go get another animal, I don't have the money to pay for it, so I never would have taken upon myself a naziris. That's the way the Rosh understands this, and therefore, eino nazir. It's a good Pesach for Charata, and he won't have to take this naziris. But if the animal was still physically there, then the Gemara will explain, this is a case of nola. The animal was there, and therefore, if the animal is now subsequently stolen, that's called no lot. And a person, according to the Tanah of our Mishnah, cannot be poseach a neder. He can't have a pesach harata based upon no lot. We'll see this more in the Gemara. Mishnah continues and says, this, in fact, was paskid incorrectly one time by Nocham Amadi. Vizu Toz taught Nocham Amadi. Nocham Amadi was one of the Tanayim, a great Tanah, but the Mishnah states that he made a mistake in applying this principle of no lot. There were people that had undertaken upon themselves Nazirus right at the time of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. And what happened? They brought their Karbonos Nazirus to the Beis HaMikdash and Nebuch found it Nechrav. So the person took upon himself Nazirus on Yud Aleph Tammuz. And then on a month later, he took upon himself 30-day Nazirus. So a month later, on Yud Aleph Av, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, which Nebuch was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. And now there's no Beis HaMikdash. What does he do with his animals? He can't bring his animals. He can't end his Naziris. So in such a situation, Umatu Beis HaMikdash Charav, Nebuch, they found the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. B'mher Yemenu should be rebuilt. Amal Ham Nocham Wadi. So they went to ask Hashalot to Nocham Wadi. What should we do? We don't want to be Nazirim for the rest of our lives. We can't bring these Korbanos right now. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So what should we do? So they asked Nocham Wadi the Shaila, and Nocham Wadi Paskin, Ilu Hayisim Yodin, Shebeis HaMikdash Chorev, Hayisim Nozrim, if you had known that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, at the time that they took upon themselves the Naziris, the Beis HaMikdash was still there. So he's saying, with no lot, if you had known that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, would you have taken upon yourself a Naziris? And they said, of course not. Amulo, lo, no, no way. We don't want to be a Nozrim for the rest of our lives. And based upon this, no lot, Vitira Nocham Wadi, Nocham Wadi, said, mutalach, 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 you're not Nazirim in retroactive hatara of their Naziris, and therefore the animals aren't hektish and the people aren't Nazirim. However, when the other Tanoim at that time, post Beis HaMikdash destruction, they went and heard what Nocham Amadi did, and they protested, they said he's wrong. Amru, they said to Nocham Amadi, Kol Shenazar, if anybody made a Naziris before the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, Achshalochar Beis HaMikdash, so then you can't use no lot that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed subsequent to that to be matid and ended. And therefore, they remain Nazirim. Nebuch, they're stuck. They can't go bring the Korbanos because there's no Beis HaMikdash, but they can't undo the Naziris. See, there are other ways that they can do it, as the Gemara will explain. There are other Hataras Nadarim that you could possibly do, but not based upon this no lot of Ilu HaYisim Yodim Shebeis HaMikdash Charav. Would you have made Hayisim Nazirim? And they said no. So that doesn't work according to the Chachamim. No lad doesn't work. However, Umishachar Beis HaMikdash Nebuch, they took upon themselves the Naziris on Yud Av, in a place farther away from the Beis HaMikdash. And now they're coming on Yud Elul to go bring their Korbanos. And now the Beis HaMikdash is no longer there, obviously. Nebuch, it's destroyed. Umishachar Beis HaMikdash, in that situation, their Naziris was already undertaken when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And now that's a valid Pesach. If you had known that, it's not Nolad. If you had known that information, would you have undertaken your Naziris? And they say no. So then in that situation, that's a good Pesach Harata, ain't no Nazir. And they would, in fact, not be Nazir. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, again, parallels what Nocham Amadi had paskined incorrectly, because our Mishnah said, on the person who took upon himself the Naziris based upon having an animal. So if the animal was still around, it wasn't stolen at the time that he took upon himself the Naziris, so then it would be a nolad Pesach and it wouldn't work. But if the animal already been stolen, so then it's not a nolad Pesach and the Charata works. And this parallels what the Chachamim told Nocham Amadi. It only works in a situation where it's not nolad. Morris starts off and says, Amar Rabbi says, Shitafu Rabbanan Rabbi Eliezer. The rabbis overpowered. They swept away Rabbi Eliezer, who originally held that nolad is good for Okme Bishita Sayu. And he now came over to their side, not like Nocham Amadi, and he passed, he originally passed like Nocham Amadi, but they swept him over to their side, and now he passed that you can't be poseach charata with a nolad. It's not, because we learned in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is in the Darm, we learned it not that long ago, and the Mishnah there said, poschim the nolad divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer there was of the opinion, just like Nocham Amadi over here, that you can use nolad for a Pesach, but the Chacham said no, v'cham osrim, and the Rosh points out over here, indeed, Ramaschu, Omar Rabba, Shetua Rabbanan, the Rabbi Elazar. So the Rosh tells us this means Shetfu Veviru Misvaraso Vahoda Lidivrayim, that they changed his opinion from saying no lad is good to bringing over to the side of the Chacham and saying no lad is no good. Why is this? Shah Rabbi Eliezer Haya Bishasa Churban. We know that Rabbi Eliezer lived at the time of the Churban Nebuch. Kedisa Perek Anizokin, that it tells us there, Shah Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Nasu mitasos Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai kishosyum Yerushalayim. The famous Kamsa Kamsa Gemara. Who were the two Talmidei Chachamim that carried out Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's coffin, which had him inside, of course, being alive? So that was Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So obviously, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua lived at the time of the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. Nimsa Shahaya, but also Minyan. So Rabbi Eliezer was amongst those rabbis that our Mishnah talks about, that they say that the rabbis, Amrulo, they told Nachum Madi, no, you're making a mistake. So Kishamu Chachamim Lenachum Shetah, he was amongst those rabbis that told Nachum that you made a mistake. They ain't posting the Nolab, that they didn't allow you to go be posting the Nolab, not like Nachum. The Lo Amar David. We don't find that Rabbi Eliezer agreed with Nachum Amadi. Alba, what do you see? Rosh says, Shechazar Misvarah. So he retracted his original position that we learned in the Gemara in Nedarim, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you can be poseach b'nolad, v'holde l'divrei chachamim. And he now goes like the opinion of the chachamim. So that's what our Gemara tells us right now. Rabbah tells us that even Rabbi Eliezer, who had originally agreed with Nachum Amadi, now was on the side of the chachamim and disagreed with Nachum Amadi. Mara says, V'yomar Rava. Rava tells us another din. Afal gav v'yomar Rabbanon ain posim b'nolad. Even though the Chachamim's opinion, as we just pointed out, everybody but Nochem Amadi say that you can't be poseach a neder, you can't use that for Ataris Nedarim with nolad, but avo posim b'tanai nolad. But you can use the following type of a tanai to be poseach a Pesach of Charata for a nether, such as Hechidami. What are we talking about? Amri Lahom, if the Beis Din were to tell the person who made the nether, and they had said to him, if you had known Ilu Asa Inish, if a person at that time that you made the nether had come to you and said, V'yamalachon, Dechara Beis Hamikdash, that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed at that time, Mi having not risun, would you have made the nether? And the person would say no. And therefore, you can be moderate, not based upon nolad, but based upon information that was known at that time. If the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed, would you want to be a nazir? The answer is no. So therefore, even though the Beis Hamikdash is not destroyed at that point in time, that can be a valid Pesach. This is called Tanai nolad, but not nolad itself, and that would work even according to the Chachamim. Mark continues and says, I'm Rav Yosef. I have a Yosef. Rav Yosef says, if I had been there at this time when this discussion took place between Nochem Amadi and those Nazirim, you know what I would have said? Have Amin Elohon. I personally would have told them, how did you not know that the Beis Hamikdash will be destroyed? Hawk Siv, the Pasuk tells us, this is a Pasuk that we have in Yirmiyahu, where it says three times, Hechal Hashem, and this is a remnant to the three Batei Mikdash, the first two that have never been destroyed, and the Harib Yameinu, the third one that will be built forever. And the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu tells us, Hechal Hashem, Hechal Hashem, Hechal Hashem, Hema. These are the three Batei Mikdash, the first two that were destroyed, and the third one that Be'ezus Hashem will be rebuilt in Harib Yameinu. Zeh Mikdash Rishon, U'Mikdash Sheni. And this refers to the first Beis Hamikdash and the second Beis Hamikdash that were destroyed. So clearly, we knew that the second Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed. Albeit, at the point that these Nazirim took it a few days before the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, they should have realized that the second Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed. Shmuel says, Rav Yosef, what type of argument is that? Nihid, the Yodin, Lahom, the Echrab. Yeah, we know that the second Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed, but Miyodin lay him aside, but they didn't know when. What, nobody in the second Beis Hamikdash should ever take upon himself the Naziris because they know it's going to be destroyed someday? So that can't be it. So one says, no, Amar Abaye, yeah, they did know that the second Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed because the Pasuk says, V'lo yodin alemas, they didn't know when. The Pasuk says when it would be. V'oksiv, Shavuim Shivim, weeks 70. What does that mean, weeks 70? It means 70 Shemitah cycles. Nechtach al amcha v'alir kodshecha. This Pasuk in Daniel is telling us that from the time of the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, there would be a passage of 70 years, and then the second Beis Hamikdash would last 420 years, a total of 490 years, 70 plus 420, and that's the 77-year cycles. 70 times 7 is 490. So there would be 77-year cycles, and then at that point in time, the second Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed. So they should have realized that the Beis Hamikdash was going to be destroyed this year. So how come they made their neder? So the Gemara says, V'yakate, no, we can still say over here, Miyadinam Beheyoma. Yeah, they knew it would be destroyed that year, but they didn't think it would be destroyed that day. And therefore, when they made their neder, they didn't know that the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed. And therefore, the people, when they made their neder, thought they would still have time to finish off the Naziris, and therefore, that is not a basis to be mati their neder. It still is considered nolad, and if they just used the nolad, that wouldn't work to be mati their neder. Now we go to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, this Mishnah is also review. And this is why we have no Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. because this Mishnah over here, the Tosus in that we had previously, are all found over here, because here's where the Mishnah is, and not on the Gemara that we had previously on Daf Lamed, where the Gemara quoted this Mishnah already and discussed it in great detail. So, again, this Mishnah is Chazara for us. There are six people walking on the road, and they saw a person coming to them. As we pointed out, the Rosh uses the Lashon, Ruvain is coming towards them. So these six people see Ruvain coming towards them. And Amar Echamihem, number one, the person number one says, Hireini Nazir, I wish to be a Nazir, if this is in fact Ruvain, Shazer Ploni. If this turns out to be Ruvain, I am a Nazir. The guy number two says, V'echad Amar, no, I disagree with you. Hareini Nazir, Shein Zeploni. I don't think that's Ruvain, and I'll show you how certain I am I'm going to be a Nazir if that's not Ruvain. So number one and number two are directly contradicting each other. Then number three says, Hareini Nazir, She'echa Mekem Nazir. I'm going to be a Nazir if one of you two is a Nazir. One of you two will definitely be a Nazir if this is Ruvain, or if it's not Ruvain, one of you will be a Nazir. So number three guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir that one of you is a Nazir. And the four guy says, no, I'm going to be a Nazir, She'echa Mekem Nazir. If both of you are not a Nazir, then I'm a Nazir. Again, all of these people cannot be Nazirim if you follow through logically. But we'll see and discuss this more in a moment. Then number five says, I'm going to be a Nazir, Shishnechem Nazirim. That both of you are Nazirim, then I'm a Nazir. And number six guy says, Shekulchem Nazirim. That all of you, all five of you are Nazirim, then I'm a Nazir. So in this situation, it's impossible for all of them to be 100% correct. Some of them are mutually contradictory. Nevertheless, Beshamayomim, Kulan Nazirin. All six of these people are going to be a Nazir. This is based upon the principle that Beshamay has already said that a hektish betos, heavy hektish. So Naziris betos, heavy Naziris. So in this situation, since we can't find out what happened, so then all of them, oust Sothek, are going to be Nazirin. Kulan Nazirin. That's what Beshamay says. He still disagrees. Mishael says, now the Girsu that we have is very problematic, and the Gemara will change it around. So I'll read first the Girsu that we have. Mishael Omrim, Eino Nazir, none of them are Nazirim, except Elami, Shalo Niskayim Mudvarav, except for the ones that weren't subsequently shown to be true. So that's very problematic. It should have said over here, the only ones that are Nazirim are the ones that are subsequently shown to be true. It turns out that it was Ruvain. Ruvain comes up to them, and it's Ruvain. So then number one is a Nazir, and number two is not. But Beisol seems to be saying the exact opposite, that Reuven is coming there, so number one is not a Nazir, and number two is a Nazir, the exact opposite. So I'll give you the answer right now. The Gemara is going to basically say, no, it's a mistake over here in the Girsa, Einu Nazir, Elami, Sheniskaimu Dvarav, that the Lashon over here should say the one that is actually following through with what he said. Number one, this I'm a Nazir, this is Reuven, and then it turns out it's Reuven, so number one is a Nazir, and number two is not. That would be the basic teretz that the Gemara gives. The Gemara will give another teretz as well. We'll wait till we get to it in the Gemara in a few moments. In any event, that's the opinion of Beis Hillel. Along comes Rabbi Tarfon and disagrees with both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Rabbi Tarfon said, no, none of them are Nazirim. Ein echad mehem Nazir, because Rabbi Tarfon's opinions, we'll see in the Gemara, is that you have to express exactly what the situation is without any doubt. And since each of them is in doubt, so therefore, in this situation, if we never figure out what happens, so then none of them are Nazirim. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, here, Tia Liachorov, the guy that's walking towards them, maybe Ruvain, maybe not Ruvain, turns around, and they never find out who he is. So in this situation, the Chachamim, the Tanakama, says, this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Einu Nazir, that none of them are Nazirim. This will be, we'll see in the Gemara, is the famous Tana Rabbi Yehuda Hakri, who says that nobody wants to take upon themselves a Naziris al-Sofik, because a Naziris al-Sofik is much worse. You can't ever bring your concluding Karbanos, because maybe it's Chulin Biazara, and at the same time, you may be obligated to bring them, so you can't stop your Naziris. So nobody would voluntarily put themselves into a suffix situation. So Rabbi Yehuda Hakri, our Tana over here, the unnamed opinion of the Chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda, that is that nobody wants to be a suffix Nazir. And if you had originally the statement, I'm a Nazir, if that's Reuven, and you can never find out if that's Reuven or not, so then you never intended to be a Nazir. That's this opinion, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon argues, as he did previously as well. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, in this situation, a person does put himself into a Sofek Nazirah situation, but the guy's going to be stuck. He can't bring his Korbanos because maybe they're Chulin Biazara, but he can't ever end his Naziris because maybe he's obligated to, and he isn't able to bring his Korbanos because maybe he's not obligated to bring his Korbanos, so he's stuck. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, get around it with the following statement. Yomai, the person should say, Im Hayu Kidvarai, if this in fact was Ruvain, so then I'm a Nazir, so then Gizuntayt, Hareni Nazir Chova, then I already obligated myself to be a Nazir. But if that wasn't Ruvain, Vim Lav, then Hareni Nazir Nidava, I'm voluntarily taking upon myself a Naziris now, and therefore, this will be my voluntary acceptance of a nazir. So mimanashach, either I'm a nazir from the original statement as a chova, and then I'm saying nothing now, or if I wasn't a nazir then, now I'm taking upon myself a full-fledged naziris. So mimanashach, I'm a nazir either way. At the end of the 30 days, I'm going to go bring my karbanos as a vaday, because one of the two definitely may be a nazir, so they can be my karbanos as a vaday, and I'm no longer a suffolk. But Rabbi Shimon says, in theory, a person does become a suffolk nazir, and therefore, to correct that problem, he goes and says this mimanashach type of a statement. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a person never accepts upon himself to be a suffolk nazir, and he doesn't have to do this. Okay, now the Gemara starts and says, Mishlo niskaimu devarav, the Mishnah had said, Beis Hillel's opinion was that only the people that hadn't fulfilled their words. So it turns out it was Reuven. So number one, who said, I'm a Nazir, it's Reuven, is not a Nazir. Only Shalom niskaimu devarav. Number two, who said, I'm a Nazir, if that's not Reuven, well, it was Reuven, but he's a Nazir. That doesn't make any sense. Am I having Nazir? What's going on over here? The Lashon of the Mishnah makes no sense. So, as I pointed out, Amar Rav Yehuda, here's the Amora Rav Yehuda tells us, Ema, you have to change around the girsa and not say it's Mishalo Niskaimu, but it should be Ema Mi Shiniskaimu Dvarav. The Mishnah should read that Beis Hillel says only those people that it turns out that what they said was true. Reuven, the first guy, it says, I'm a Nazir, if that's Reuven, so then he's a Nazir if it's Reuven. And the second guy says, I'm a Nazir, it's not Reuven. If it turns out it's Shimon and it's not Reuven, then the second guy's a Nazir and the first guy's not. Very simple, straightforward. Rav Yehuda the Amora corrects the girsa of our Mishnah to say that Beis Hillel said, Mi Shiniskaimu, and not Mi Shalo Niskaimu. Now we turn to Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. And notice how short this is, because you see the plethora of Tosfos over here, and then when we turn to Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, it is just Tosfos, the only daf in Shas that has no Gemara on it. It just has Tosfos. The Gemara now gives us another teretz. I said there were two teretz, and the first one was very simple from Rav Yehuda, that we just change around the girsa. But we don't like to do that if we don't have to. So Abaye says, no, you can leave the girsa as we have it. Abaye Amar, you have to change it around. Even Abaye says you have to change it around somewhat. That the person said originally, Reuven said, I'll be a Nazir if that is Reuven. But then he changed and he said, I'll be a Nazir if that's not Reuven. Kigon Domar, Inami, Lav Plonihu. He then changed around and said, no, I will be a Nazir if that's not Reuven. And then, Ihavi Nazir. Then I'll be a Nazir if it's not Reuven. And what does it mean, Umay Lonis Kaimudvar? So what does the Mishnah mean when it says, if the words weren't fulfilled, his first words weren't fulfilled? Lonis Kaimudvar, he showed him, and he said, I'll be a Nazir if it's Reuven. But his second Lushan, that El Dvar Achronim, that he said, I won't be a Nazir. If that's Reuven, I will be a Nazir. If it's not Reuven, so his second words are Mekuyim, and that's what it means. Lo niskaimu dvarav, it meant dvarav harishonim, but we're niskaimu dvarav achronim. So again, Abaye gives a somewhat difficult teretz to explain over here how you can keep the lashon of our Mishnah, and that's the second teretz. So we either can learn like Rav Yehuda, you just change around the girsa, or like Abaye, you have to understand the statement in another way that some words were missing. Now the Gemara quotes the last part of the Mishnah, here, Ti Aliyah Chorav, if this person, Reuven, is coming towards them, they don't know if it's Reuven, it's not Reuven, he turns around and he never shows up. So then, the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon is, Eino Nazir V'chule. Rabbi Tarfon said that none of them are Nazirim. So the Gemara says, that implies, Taima Mishum Dehir Ti Aliyah Chorav, that in that situation, because he doesn't show up, so then none of them are Nazirim. Implication being, if the guy did show up, have a Nazir. So then they would in fact be Nazirim, those who said, I'm a Nazir, if that's Reuven. So the Gemara says, who is the author of our Mishnah? Mani. And we turn to not Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. As you see, Lamed Gimel Amid Beis is an entire daf filled with Tosfos, but we turn to Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says, if you're telling me Elaim or Rabbi Tarfon, if you're saying that this is the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, so then, wait a second. Rabbi Tarfon would say you're not a Nazir if you didn't declare definitively. So how can you tell me the Hirtia Liachorav is in fact the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon? Elam Rabbi Tarfon, me have a Nazir. He wouldn't say that you're a Nazir because you have to express it 100%. Kivan the Bishaita dekor Nazar, at the moment that he took upon himself the Naziris, lo yoda I ploniu. He doesn't know if in fact that is Reuven, v'lo. If it is Reuven, I ploniu, v'lo. If it's not Reuven. So therefore, Rabbi Tarfon says you have to know exactly what you're saying at the time that you say for the Naziris to be Chal. So therefore, if you're telling me this is Rabbi Tarfon, me Chal of a Naziris, the Naziris wouldn't apply because Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa, the Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir, that neither of them are a Nazir, Lefi Shalo Nidna Naziris El Aflaw. You must specifically, explicitly state what your Naziris is. It has to be Kihifli Neder. You have to state it specifically. And therefore, in this situation, you're not sure, is that Reuven, is that not Reuven? So therefore, it's not an explicit haflah type of a statement. So if you're telling me it's Rabbi Tarfon because we don't know, and a person wouldn't put himself into a suffix situation, so then if it is that we know that the person is, that can't be Rabbi Tarfon. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella, the Tana over here is Ella Rabbi Yehuda Dekrihu. This is in fact the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Dekri. As I pointed out, this is the famous Rabbi Yehuda who said, Ditanya, Irani Nazar Banashi, hey, Bekri, Azeh Meya Kor. If a person says, I'll be a Nazar, if this pile has 100 Kor in it, a Kor is 30 saw, so a huge amount. He has 100 times 30 saw. He has over here 100 Kor. And he says, I'll be a Nazar if that's what's here. Nope, they start to go measure it, but they turn out, they see, Balach, he goes to measure it, Umitzahu Shenignah, part of it was stolen, all of it was stolen, or Shavat, or part of it was lost, or all of it was lost. So, Rabbi Yehuda says, in that situation, you are not going to be a Nazir. But Rabbi Shimon says, you are a Nazir. Rabbi Shimon says, you're a Nazir. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not going to be a Nazir in that situation. Because nobody would put himself, according to Rabbi Yehuda Hakri, into a suffix situation, because a suffix Naziris is worse than being a Vade Nazir, because you can never end it. Maybe you bring Chulim Yazara, but on the other hand, maybe you're really a Nazir, and you can't go and end your Naziris until you bring your Kabanos. So Rabbi Yehuda says, nobody puts himself into a suffix situation. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, a person does put himself into a suffix situation. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is the author of Vihirti Aliyah Chorav. Again, the Gemara just explains, Rabbi Shimon Sabar, Kivin the Ilulo Nignav, Rabbi Shimon says, if it wasn't stolen or lost, Duma, maybe there was, Habu Bei Mei Akor, and the guy's really a Nazir, Heavy Nazir. And therefore, Hashtanami, Heavy Nazir. So in our case as well, the guy should be a Nazir. And therefore, Vahachanami, Kivon, the E, also Lakaman, if this guy, who we think is Reuven, had come there, the Edun, the Ploni, Havai, and it really was Reuven, or it wasn't Reuven, so whether number one or number two would really be a Nazir, they would in fact have to be a Nazir, Al Sofek. So to Ashtanami, Heavy Nazir. The same principle applies that he would be a Nazir over here as well. So therefore, the author of our Mishnah, Yetiel Echariv, is the opinion of Yehuda. And as we pointed out in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and Rabbi Shimon says, Mimanashach, go and say, if my original Naziris was a Naziris, then I don't have to say anything, I'm a Nazir. And if my original Naziris was not in fact a good Naziris, it wasn't Reuven, so then I'm taking upon myself a voluntary Naziris. So therefore, at the end of the 30 days, I'm a Vade Nazir Mimanashach, and he can bring his Kabanos, and the Suffolk is removed. Okay, so with Baruch Hashem, we did both Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel today, and we picked up an extra day. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll start tomorrow from the new Mishnah, and everybody should have a wonderful day, a good Shabbos.